Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, I want to read to you from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 57, and talk to you about the main message. Here we go, Isaiah chapter 57, verses 15 and 16, where we read this. For thus says the high and lofty one who inhabits eternity, whose name is holy. I dwelt in the high and holy place with him who has a contrite and humble spirit to revive the spirit of the humble and to revive the heart of the contrite ones. For I will not contend forever, nor will I always be angry, for the spirit would fail before me and the souls which I have made. When people think of someone speaking in the style of an Old Testament prophet, they usually think of someone who shouts judgment and condemnation, you know, a real-life hellfire kind of preacher. There's some reason for this, because there are many passionate warnings about the judgment of God in the Old Testament prophets. Yet it is wrong to think that judgment is the great theme of a prophet like Isaiah. The message of God's great love is much greater than the message of judgment. Isaiah chapter 57 is a good example of this. In this chapter, the prophet Isaiah dealt with the sin of Judah directly, and he used images to describe the sin of Judah that we almost wish he had not used. He said that Judah was like the child of a prostitute and an adulterer who had gone into prostitution and adultery themselves, giving themselves in every degraded way to the false gods and idols. It's a powerful image of the lust and depravity of Judah's attraction to idolatry. Yet as Isaiah chapter 57 develops, we see that even this strong statement against the sin of Judah was not made to leave the people of Judah in their sin and depravity, but to bring them out of it, back into a real relationship of love and commitment to the living and real God. So now, in Isaiah chapter 57, verses 15 and 16, Isaiah tells Judah and us three ways to get right with God, even if our sin has been as black as Judah's was. The prophet begins, starting at Isaiah chapter 57, verse 15, telling us the first aspect in getting right with God. For thus says the high and lofty one who inhabits eternity, whose name is holy. To be right with God, the first thing to do is to understand his great majesty. Therefore, the Lord introduced himself to his people with titles reflecting his great majesty, and he expected his people to respond to him as that kind of holy and glorious God. Isn't so much of our neglect and turning away from God simply forgetting how great and how wonderful he is? If we kept that in the proper place in our mind and in our heart, we would never turn away from him to put our hope or our trust in something or someone else. Isaiah continued, to revive the spirit of the humble. Isaiah never lost sight of God's glory. He understood that God is the high and lofty one and that he lives in the high and holy place. And at the same time, he will live with men with him who has a contrite and humble spirit. This is the second thing to being right with God, being contrite and humble before the God of great majesty. This is nothing other than recognizing our smallness before the greatness of God. He is God and we are not. When that is understood, everything else comes into proper perspective. There's something wonderful about the creature putting itself in its proper place before the Creator. He's the potter, we're the clay. He's the shepherd, we are the sheep. He's the master, we are the servants. We know his place. Here in Isaiah, it's the high and lofty one. and we know our own humble place before him. Finally, Isaiah spoke both to Judah and to us. He said this, "For I will not contend forever, nor will I always be angry." The third thing to understand in getting right with God is his great love. Here, the Lord shows his mercy to his people and promises to relent and not be angry forever. Though God disciplined his people, he now says, starting at Isaiah chapter 57, verse 18, "I have seen his ways and will heal him. I will also lead him and restore comforts to him." God does not confront or contend with us for the sake of the contention itself. It's always to bring us into right relationship with him. The words and warnings of judgment are real, but never the goal or even the main point. No, instead, they are like sharp sticks meant to push the wandering cow where it should go. Sometimes we need that, but we never lose sight of the great, great love of God that promises to not be angry forever, but promises to always restore and bless him who has a contrite and humble spirit. Hey, you can be that blessed person today.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.